One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah.
Now that God has taught us how to pray, how to receive answers to our praying, don't you think we should pray more? Or we seem to pray less. The more we know, the less we do. You know, I found out those that teach on the subject of healing and miracles, they have the least manifestations in their ministry. The more they teach on healings and miracles, the less healings and miracles they see. Those that actually are gifted and are called in that area don't even teach on healings and miracles so much. They just do it. That's the truth. Most of the time when we find seminars, you know, preacher preaching on the miracles, the power of God, and so on and so forth, let him finish. At the end, see whether anything will happen. You can't give a seminar on the power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost, and so on and so forth, and then end it with good night. You're not serious. The disciples of Jesus asked him, show us, they said, teach us to pray. Why? They noticed he had answers to his prayers. When Jesus prayed, he had answers. So they said, teach us to pray. Said John taught his disciples to pray. You teach us to pray. They could have gone to John, but they noticed this one had answers. Teach us to pray. Hallelujah. Some years ago, one of our leaders then, many years ago now, came to me and he said, the brethren are not praying. And he was talking about the brethren who were with him, under him. He said, they're not praying. I said, what do you mean? He said, they don't pray. I said to him, go and show them how to pray. You see, there isn't much in teaching how to pray that you can really gain in the technicalities. We learn to pray more by watching others pray. How many of you know what I'm talking about? We are inspired more as we watch others pray. Some of you, when you pray, you put your hand here like this. How did you know? Some of you, when you pray, you walk up and down, up and down. How did you know? It got on you. How? Some of you pray and you go like this. You keep, you know, you just start like this. How did you know? Someone else probably who prayed that way and you felt he got some answers. They have prayed close to you, and as he prayed and you went to doing the same thing. You know, I remember years ago, I even got some tongues from some people that prayed with me. As they prayed, I felt that they just loved Jesus so much, and I picked some of their tongues in the spirit. And I noticed when I prayed, I said the same things they said in other tongues. That's the way to train a new believer. You can't give him all what you know on the subject of prayer. But you say, let's pray. And then he's watching you. You think you're watching him. But every now and then when you turn your back, it goes like this. It's watching you. You lift your hands like this. And how beautiful that is. When we lift our hands to pray to our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Am I still in Ephesians? Ephesians chapter number 6. Glory to God. Ooh, I like this one. Are you there? Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for our saints. Oh, this just about says it all. He says, praying always. That means every time and in all situations. Praying always with all prayer. That means with all manner of prayer. With all manner of prayer. And supplication in the Spirit. Notice it says in the Spirit. Requests in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. What is it to pray in the Spirit? Talk to me. What is it to pray in the Spirit? Huh? Come on now. Come on, come on. Hey, let me hear you. Praying in the Spirit is what? One more time. Say it louder. If you're sure what you're saying, say it louder. Did you say speaking in tongues? No. Listen, there's a difference between praying in the Spirit and praying with the Spirit. All right? Now, to pray with the Spirit means that you're praying in other tongues. All right? He says, I will pray with the Spirit and I'll pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit and I'll sing with the understanding also. He says, when I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. Now, to pray in the Spirit means to pray in the Word of God. Now, praying in other tongues is also praying in the Spirit, which means that the prayer is coming from the inspiration of your Spirit. I want you to notice what I said. Firstly, I said it's praying in the Word of God. That means we're not just talking about reading out prayer from the Bible. We're talking about the inspiration of the Spirit that's speaking forth the Word of God through you. So you are speaking, you're praying by revelation. You are praying the Word of God. That's praying in the Spirit. That's praying in the Spirit. And when you get into speaking in other tongues, that's still praying in the Spirit. Why? Because it's the inspiration from your Spirit that's still coming forth. When you begin to pray with prophecy, that's praying in the Spirit. Why? Because the prophecy is also coming by revelation to your Spirit. Are you still there? When you find yourself groaning in the Spirit in prayer, that's praying in the Spirit. Are you still there? But they are not all praying with the Spirit. Why? Because when the Spirit prays, He speaks in a heavenly language. If I pray in an unknown tongue, He says, my Spirit prayeth, my understanding is unfruitful. And when He prays with the Spirit, He speaks mysteries. Mysteries unto God. So here when it says to pray with all kinds of prayer and supplication in the Spirit, He's saying that we make requests with revelation. Are you hearing me? So when you, if you're praying for a certain brother or sister or praying for the church, you pray with revelation in the Word of God. You don't just pray a dumb prayer. Every prayer is not prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo, glory to God. You know, you can be standing there and say, you're praying for somebody. Whatever my enemies plan, the pits that they dug for me, they are the ones that will fall inside. When you're praying like that, you're not praying in the Spirit. You're praying in the flesh. Can you see that? And it says for us to walk in the Spirit. and we shall not fulfill the desires of the flesh. The desire of the flesh is to see the death of your enemy. But the desire of the spirit is to see the salvation of your enemy. Hallelujah. That woman that is tempting my husband, God will kill her. Hey, no! That's your flesh. That's your flesh rising. Your flesh is rising. All the people that are cheating me in my office, God will baptize them with fire. That's your flesh. He says to pray. He says praying always with all manner of prayer, with supplications in the spirit. In the spirit. Stay in the spirit. As you pray, don't be perturbed by what your enemy is trying to do against you. No, stay in the spirit. Stay in the spirit. Jesus said, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Pray for those that despitefully use you. Woo, glory to God. So you stay in the spirit. I'm upset. I'm angry. But I refuse to hate. I refuse to hate. I'm full of too much love for me to hate. I can't hate. I don't like what they did, but I can't hate them. I can't dislike them. You understand? I can't curse them. I'm full of too much love. I can't curse them. I can't be bitter. I'm too sweet in my spirit to be bitter. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I can't take record of the wrongs done to me. I can't give them an attention. You know why? I'm so blessed. You don't understand it. You know, when I tell people how blessed I am, I'm so blessed. I can't consider my adversaries. I'm too blessed for that. Oh boy. I'm blessed. You know, the Bible says about Abraham, it says, and God blessed Abraham in all things. That's the way I am. I've been blessed in all things. I've been blessed every way. How could I hate? How could I consider my adversaries? If they were as blessed as myself, they wouldn't be my enemies. They wouldn't be angry with me. They wouldn't hate me. They wouldn't despise me. But they're not as blessed as I am. So I feel sorry for them. You understand? I didn't make this happen. I didn't ask God for the blessing. It was just His choice. He chose me. Oh, Shatakabaya. He chose me. I don't have anything to do with it. He chose me. He said, son, I have chosen you.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.